about 12 metres short of the Bradford line. Going to come down this near side to left. It's Scott Morrell. Now then, short ball from Morrell. And Halifax have got across for the first try of the evening.
What a great pass. Absolute piece of a ball from Scott Morrell, as I said.
Callaghan, in fact, who's got on the end of it. It was a lovely short ball from Scott Morrell and a beautifully timed run, you've got to say, as well. And Halifax lead 4-0.
As it was, excellent. Great direct running. And I say, Scott Morrell, if he's going to, you know, to get Halifax a 2 points tonight, he's going to take charge. He's going to be the main organiser. But I tell you, Deutsche, what a pizza of a pass.
Here at Halifax, not debating it down the near side. And Halifax are going to go in for a second try. Looks like Ross Devorty this time. Short ball, flat pass, took it on the burst. 9 minutes before half-time. And Halifax lead 10-0.
Yeah, you don't stop big Ross Devorty. He's scored many a try from that sort of distance with the various clubs where he scored there. But Halifax fully deserved this lead. The creativeness, the awareness, and also to ask him plenty of questions of this Bulls defence. And say, well, Scott Morrell has been outstanding. And Ross Devorty, great ball again. Short, into the gap. The Bulls have no answer to the defence. The Halifax certainly deserve this 10-point lead.
Gradually working their way into position. How are they going to go for one here? They've gone straight towards the post. They've still got a couple of tackles left in this set.
Going for it.
Going for the one-pointer. It's Scott Morrell, right boot. Slots over the one-pointer. And Halifax have got just a little bit of a cushion. We're a minute before the break at the Providence Stadium. And it's Bradford Bulls 0 and now Halifax 13.
Yeah, well set up. Just showing the experience. Well set up, well drilled.
But have got themselves a penalty here.
26 seconds to go. And, well, they're going for the 2 points. Ooh. Oh, well. Well, well, well. Was that frustration?
They just need to get on the board, don't they? I don't blame them for this. It's a flat flapper of a kick, but it's gone over the crossbar and between the posts. And it means that as the teams leave the field at Oddsall for half-time in this championship game, it is Bradford Bulls 2, Halifax 13. What are the two respective men at the helms here going to make of this one then at the break, Gary?
I would imagine the Halifax coach will be absolutely delighted. He'll be just saying the same again, lads. Absolutely same again. We don't need to change anything whatsoever. It's back and forwards, struggling against this Halifax team. I can tell you, take nothing away. Halifax has just totally stiffed out the Bulls and fully deserve this 13-2 half-time lead.
Gaskell gets the ball away to Patel, who pats it on the near side, and Bradford are going to get in for a try, are they?
That's no try, that.
Looks
that's
like Danny Williams
has been given the try.
Yeah, the flag went over and the lot with a Halifax defender on him, but Danny Williams has grounded the ball legitimately, according to the ref. And straight after the restart, less than 2 minutes into the second half, the Bulls have hit back again. It's Bradford 6, Halifax 13.
Yeah, just the start they wanted, exactly the start laws the coach had wanted there. He sent them out nice and early. Get out there, get your team back into this game as soon as possible. And Halifax, well, after the penalty, coughed the ball up on the first tackle. Gaskell, a great touch finder. And on the third play, excellent ball
out to his left. Here they could be in again. Chip over the top. And Bradford fans are claiming the try. And they've been awarded the try as well. Is it Adam Henry who got on the end of it? Will confirm that. Way down this left-hand side. But the Bulls, well, having berated Lee Gaskell, it didn't matter. Within 20 seconds, they were in for a second try of this second half. And it's Bradford 12, Halifax 13. O'Brien from dummy half. Gaskell tries to go through himself. And he gets the touchdown. Fans are claiming it in front of us. Referee checks with his touch judges and awards the try. Three tries in the first 8.5 minutes of the second half have all gone the way of Bradford Bulls, and they now lead 18-13.
Well, Lee Gaskell, from a point of view, just single-handedly has changed his second half performance around, hasn't he? Non-existent in the first half, his organisation, his awareness wasn't what it should be, his kicking game wasn't there. I'll tell you what, he's turned this around in what? The first 8, 9 minutes of this second half, had a hand in the first two tries, scored the third one. The Bulls in total command at the moment, Deutsche.
Kick here for Bradford, kick. And a chance for a try on the far side. And it looks like the Bulls have gone in for a fourth one of the evening. And again,
great kick from Gaskell. The vision is showing, the awareness. Excellent kick, perfectly weighted. And well, the Bulls now are just in total control.
It's Bradford 24, Halifax 13. And it's number 20, Adam Henry, who's got in at the far side of the field. Entertainment value if you're coming to watch a game like this every week. Adam O'Brien's going to go in at dummy half for Bradford again, who are on the Halifax 20 and threatening once more with Gaskell. But this time he throws a poor pass out the back door. There's a chance here for Halifax, and surely this is going to be a try. Steve Tyra picks up the ball 70, 80 metres out and is bearing down on the Bradford line with nobody at home. He will score an interception underneath the post and give Halifax some hope. There are less than 12 minutes to go on the clock, and it's Bradford 26, Halifax 17.
Over here's Gaskell with the break. He's looking to his outside and puts the kick in for Patel. And Adrian Patel does well to get there and pat it back. And Danny Williams could be in for a try here for Bradford. Oh superb defence from Halifax to pull him back.
Oh, great defence.
It was hanging over the line, but the Bulls are still going to get in the left-hand corner.
Ryan Shaw, the man credited with the try. He's got a seven on his back, like Harry Syker, but he's got a two in front of it as well. And there goes the final hooter at Oddsall. It's finished. Bradford Bulls 32, Halifax 19. As Scoey says, a real turnaround in this second half. But from a Halifax point of view, I guess Richard Marshall's probably got to say, OK, we're not going to come up against too many sides like Bradford with that sort of second half performance.